Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Prayer. Today, we will be reading from John 3:16 to 21. John 3:16 to 21. Let me read it for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. Today's passage is one of the most familiar ones in the Bible, especially John 3:16. To be honest, when I first learned that I'm giving devotional on it, I was like, no, I didn't know what I should talk about because I've heard it too many times and it's so hard to meditate or chew on the words. But thanks to a couple of my friends who did Bible study on this passage with me, so I can see it from different perspectives. The background story of today's passage begins thousands of years ago with our great-great-great ancestor, Adam and Eve. God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and did life with them every single day. He taught them how to plant and harvest food, how to rule over and take care of the animals. At that time, sin didn't exist at all, which is kind of hard to imagine now. There's no sorrow, pain, lie, or suffering. There's no barrier to receive love and give love between Adam and Eve, and also between God and both of them. But until one day when Adam and Eve saw that the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil is good in their own eyes, they disobeyed God's command and went on to eat the fruit. Since then, their relationship with God was broken. They started to hide from God. Sin was introduced into the world, thus bringing the penalty of death upon humans. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish, but have eternal life. It puts it out there very straightforward. The main reason God gave his only Son to the world is that he loved the world so much. If we think about how people treat each other nowadays, our intention of caring for people or giving benefits to people isn't always simply out of love. It could be wanting to impress people or wanting to have something in return, or the fear of not getting help when needed. But God gave his one and only precious Son to us because he loved us so much and wanted to be with the ones who believe in him forever. After sins were introduced into the world and brought the penalty of death, every creature that has spirit deserved to die. To die, which means to be separated from God forever and ever. We were no longer to experience the faithfulness, goodness, love of God, but to perish in our own sins. But God said no. He didn't want this to happen to us because he loved us so much. So he came up with this brilliant redemption plan thousands of years ago to give us sinners a choice to reconcile with him. So how do we take this choice to reconcile with him and have eternal life? It is to believe in him. John 3 17 to 18. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Imagine God is the judge in a law court. We are the defendant. There is only two options of the judgment, guilty and unguilty. According to the Bible, everyone is guilty of sin and deserves to be separated from God. But the ones who confessed they are sinners and need Jesus to save them will be washed clean by the blood of Christ and will be judged unguilty in the eyes of God. The ones who said they don't need Jesus will be judged guilty. Jesus took the penalty of death for those who believed in him, so they can be with God forever. The guilty ones will take their penalty of death on their own, so will not be with God forever. For us to be saved by Jesus sounds very nice and easy. We simply need to believe to be saved. If this is the case, everyone in the world will be followers of Christ already, and we will be able to obey God's will every single day. So what makes it hard to confess our sins and believe in Jesus? John 3:19-21. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. After Adam and Eve ate the fruit from the tree, they hid from God. This is the consequence of sin. Our relationship with God is broken, not open, not honest. Perhaps Adam and Eve felt ashamed and guilty of disobeying God, so they avoided God to keep their sinful action from being exposed. Jesus came into the world as true light to help us recognize and save us from our sins. But we could be easily tempted to hide from Jesus to keep our evil actions hidden, because we wouldn't want it to be exposed. For those of you who don't know me yet, I'm an intern at Symphony Church from Taiwan. Before I said yes to God to come on this 1 year missionary internship, I was struggling so hard with my future career. I was pretty sure that God wanted me to serve him as a full-time staff at church, but I felt so insecure about my career path. The university I went to in Taiwan is high ranking nationally, and the environment is very competitive. Students want to get good internships from well-known companies to make their resume look better in order to get a decent job after they graduate. I thought to myself, if I went on this 1 year missionary internship, I would fall behind my class in terms of pursuing a prestigious career path. At that time, how I viewed my career was the same as how Adam and Eve viewed the fruit. In our own eyes, it looks so good. But I'm so thankful that God helped me to follow his will, so I'm able to experience the transformation God has done in me so far in Boston. Today, I want to invite us to meditate on God's core character. Love. How much has he loved us to sacrifice his only Son to save us from our own transgressions? With this in mind, I encourage us to come walk in the light and say, we need you, Jesus, to obey God's will. Let me pray for us. God, thank you for your unconditional love. Thank you that you sacrificed your Son to reconciled with us to give us eternal life. Lord, help us to walk in the light. Help us to not hide our sin, our darkness from you. May your light shine through our darkness. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.